From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson arrives Tuesday in Pakistan at the start of a South Asian leg of his six-day world tour. Monday, he made unannounced stops in Iraq and Afghanistan. In Baghdad, Iraq's Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi defended the Shia paramilitary popular mobilization units for their sacrifice in defeating Islamic State and assistance in retaking Kirkuk from Kurdish forces. Sunday, Tillerson called for an end to Iranian influence in Iraq, including its support of those paramilitaries. James Jeffrey, distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy and a former diplomat, credits the Trump administration for trying to look at Iraq post-Islamic State.
It's one thing to go after the Shia popular militias, bearing in mind they're seen as heroes by many Iraqis, and some of them are not under Iran's control, but under Muqtada al-Sadr, as all were called forth by Sistani. So it's a bit tricky. The main thing is what Tillerson is really trying to do, and he missed it by a little bit, is to say we do not want them pushing into Kurdish territory.
Tillerson also urged Baghdad to resolve its conflict with the Kurds on independence through dialogue. Earlier, he discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani before traveling to Pakistan.
And we have made some very specific requests of Pakistan in order for them to take action to undermine the support that the Taliban receives and other terrorist organizations receive in Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of reconciliation and peace is achieved. A Rwandan court has denied bail to Diane Rwigara, vocal critic of President Paul Kagame. Rwigara jailed in September on charges of incitement and forgery. If convicted, she faces up to 15 years in prison. This is VOA News. The top U.S. military official Monday said an investigation continues into the deaths of four American military personnel in a counterterrorism operation in Niger early this month. General Joseph Dunford, chairman of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff, said preliminary indications are the soldiers were not taking excessive risks when they were ambushed by a suspected Islamic State affiliate.
To the extent that they're taking risk, we have sent them there to operate in areas within which there are extremist elements that, if we weren't conducting operations, our judgment is that they would have the capability to plan and conduct operations against the homeland, the American people, or our allies. So are they taking risks? They are. Are they taking risks that are unreasonable or not within their capabilities? I don't have any reason to believe that.
An estimated 800 U.S. military personnel are said to be involved in counter-terror operations across West Africa. Dunford said the U.S. is intent on continuing operations there. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said unidentified warplanes struck the government-held Qusair district of the city of Deir ez-Zor in eastern Syria late Monday, killing more than a dozen people. State-controlled television blamed the attack on the U.S.-led coalition, but the U.S. denied involvement. State television said 14 civilians were killed, more than 30 wounded. The observatory said 22 were killed. Singapore's visiting Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong expressed strong opposition Monday to the nuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. He told President Donald Trump at the White House Singapore condemns Pyongyang's dangerous provocation.
I shared with President Trump what Singapore has done to pressure and to isolate the DPRK, going beyond UN Security Council resolutions. But there's no quick and easy solution. Pressure is necessary, but so is dialogue.
Mr. Lee said the U.S. will need to work with others, including China, South Korea, Japan, and Russia, to resolve the issue. Meanwhile, Monday, during a meeting with regional security officials in the Philippines, Japan's defense minister warned the nuclear missile threat posed by North Korea has grown to a critical and imminent level. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, in a stop in Addis Ababa, met Ethiopia's Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn and a senior African Union official. She also met with reporters later and talked about the crisis in South Sudan.
So you look at the South Sudan situation and being denied access to humanitarian things, to see the conflict that's going on, to see a government that's ignoring its people leads to conflict, and we're seeing that situation deteriorate.
Haley will also visit the Democratic Republic of Congo. The 113th World Series of North American Major League Baseball gets underway Tuesday in Los Angeles. The host Dodgers of the National League take on the American League champion Houston Astros. It'll be the Dodgers' first World Series appearance in 29 years. The best of seven games will get off to a warm start. A heat wave blankets Southern California with temperatures hovering around 38 degrees Celsius. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. Voice of America.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vander. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will come knocking at your doors, and so let's put on those dancing shoes and start rocking. Because today we'll make our first stop in Uganda. Bella in Doi Doi, and Bella is the dancehall queen of Uganda. And right after that, sweet reggae music by Trigger featuring African China from Nigeria, and Sierra Leone's icon Emerson featuring Two-Face Adibia, and this is Fatima. But right now, Doi Doi by Bella of Uganda. This is Hot.
Who the best? Bella the best. From year to year, me round the earth. So don't fuss about around the truth. Bella is the queen for the dance. So love her, and man, and doy, doy. Bella, my water, and I'm a fella. Bella, my water, and I'm a doy, doy. Bella, my water, and I'm getting there. So love her, and man, and doy, doy. Bella, my water, and I'm a fella. Bella, my water, and I'm doy, doy. Bella, my water, and I'm getting there. When we bring Baba, sing a diva, jimba. Come with you.
African beats. African, African beats. African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my home.
Yes, sir. With a new one.
Fatima, you are my number one. Fatima, oh, Fatima, Fatima, you are my superstar.
For this one, lady, oh, I go jackass me body, oh, I go give money, money, oh, oh, nani mommy, oh, oh,
it's a good baby, oh, I go shake my body, oh. Spend all my money, oh, oh, oh. I go spend all my money, oh, oh.
Hey, ah, I want this mother say, but Bobo don't crazy, and me head on fly. Titi na you dey na me mind. Nothing go stop, I'm na only fire. Tell me a good story, I go buy ya. All the water na yeah, I go try ya. To Baba and Emma sing. Tell me na who won't try ya. I, your love you need, they want you, they want you. I know they take you for granted. I'm so excited, yo. You are my number one. Why? Now the many, many things you they do me high. The way you they make got it high. Titi, you they killing me, yeah.
Hey, Fatima. Fatima, Fatima. You are my number one. Fatima. Fatima, Fatima, you are my superstar.
For this one, lady, oh, I go jackass me body, oh. I go to the salon, baby, money, man. Oh, oh, nah,
Fatima,
mommy, oh.
I know go like to you, oh. My number one salon, titi, oh. Anything you want, you know I will do. Even I don't fly you go to mundo, hey. I will love you without my sense, oh. Even at the time we move for you, oh. Anyhow you want, and we go be there, so we go just they carry the go, they go. Hey, hey. Fatima, anywhere I see ya, my head is just a scatter. Fly you from here to China, just to go to chop dinner. Hey, hey, hey. MSC, help me tell this baby, say I dey crazy, I dey madly, madly, madly. No, this Fatima, oh. I don't go lie to you.
Now your love, they make her single. I sing, I say, you are my number one. Yes, sir. Higher level. Oh, yeah. I dey love you, I feel and I make back up.
Hey, Fatima, I'm not gonna do you for you, for you, for you. I go always stay here for you. Fatima, I say I'm not gonna do you for you, for you. I go always say I'm for you, Fatima.
You are my superstar.
I will buy the moon for you,
yes,
customize the sun for you, Fatima.
Baby, no be lying, you are my number one. My, now the little things where you they do, where you they your smile and touch, Fatima. Lady, you they happy me, yeah. Many, many things you do me high. The way you they make got it high. To you, they killing me. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Hey, what a day. I'm a see with a crest now. I'm a see.
Yes, so to Baba.
Not many, many things you do me high. But do me.
Spend all my money, oh. I go spend all my money, oh.
Now we're Chris, Two-Face, and Emerson.
Doi Doi by Bella of Uganda. And right after that was Sweet Reggae Music by Trigger featuring African China from Nigeria, and Fatima by Sierra Leone's icon Emerson Bakary featuring the Nigerian powerhouse Two-Face Edibia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. And I'm David Vandy here in Washington. I'll be right back with more music. Stay tuned.
You don't have a problem, but if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. Hi, I'm Kate Turner from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem, but if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back. The African Beat on the Voice of America. And our next track is going to be Lady Cherie. This is done by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire featuring Eric Vagal. And right after that, Kiss Me by Mepro Makwa of the Democratic Republic of Congo featuring Baby Alina, and Womanizer by 4x4 of Ghana. But right now, this is Lady Cherie, Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire.
Fais ton choix, lady.
I love the African beat on the Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
Baby boy,
4x4 of Ghana. Before that, Kiss Me by Mepru Makwa of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Lady Sherry by Miwe of Cote d'Ivoire. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. I'm David Vander here in Washington, dishing out the beats for you and making you shake your body down to the ground. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
The African Beat with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it, we love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about this show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message.
My name is Kisi Kaga. I'm calling from Accra, Ghana. I like listening to Voice of America with David Vandy. David Vandy, please, can you play us a good Congo music? We love listening to Congo music all the time. We love you. We thank you for giving us good music in Africa. Goodbye.
Hello, David Vandy. I am Hamel Emmanuel from Hotel from Helgoman in Alamaso, Nigeria. I love David Vandy with all his work. And I love the African video of who we are using and the Voice of America to itself. And I love all Africa.
And so, let's get music flowing. Adia is going to be the track from Oliva Ngoma of Gabon. And right after that, The Power of Africa by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa. And to Zimbabwe, Dr. Shitole in Vinyi Vamali. Beautiful music, but let's get on right now with Adia, the sound of Oliva Ngoma from Gabon.
Oh,
What's up, people? This is your boy Kobe Maxwell. You're listening to African Beat with David Van D. Love it, like it, enjoy it.
I'm not the one who's running away.
Vinnie Vamali by Dr. Shitole of Zimbabwe. And right before that was The Power of Africa by Yvonne Chaka Chaka of South Africa and Adia by Oliver Ngoma of Gabon. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Remember, we come to you Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time. I'm David Vandy, and this is The Voice of America.
African Beat
is the best. It's number one.
We love it.
You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, the program that brings happiness into your homes, smiles on your faces. Anywhere you go, wherever you are, just tune in to this station, The Voice of America Radio, and this is The African Beat. Dama Area. Well, this one is from a Liberian singer called Junior Freeman. He says, Dama Area, well, for my Liberian people, you're out there, you're feeling me? This one is going specially to you, Joe Wanda. And to all my friends out there in Monrovia, Liberia, I dedicate this one to you, Dama Area. And we climax today with Silly Monday by Pascal Kabori of Burkina Faso. But right now, Dama Area, I'm telling you, every people got their area. Beautiful music, let's get it rolling.
Yes, Dama Area, Dama Area, yes, Dama Area, Dama Area, yes, Dama Area, Dama Area. Some people got a hero to me. Your hero is your hero. My hero is my hero. He got a hero.
Yes, I'm a hero.
I'm 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 a hero.
Yes, I'm a hero.
Yes, they're gonna be so.
Monday by Pascal Kaburi of Burkina Faso, and at the top was Dama Area by Junior Freeman of Liberia. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America. With all of this today, I want to thank you for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Till we meet again, I am David Vandy here in Washington. Say bye-bye.
I'm gone.